Let me ask you something. Do any of these sound familiar to you? In order to be successful in this business, I must have a degree and at least 10 years of experience before anyone's going to take me seriously. Either I post a perfectly curated photo with a really engaging caption, or I just don't post anything at all. If I don't have time for an intense, sweat-dripping two-hour workout, then there's really no point in me to work out. I had a donut for breakfast, so I've pretty much ruined my diet for the entire day, but it's almost the weekend, so I'm just going to start my diet again next Monday. Do any of those sound familiar? If so, you might be ascribing to that all-or-nothing mentality. In this podcast, I talk about how to get rid of these really harmful thoughts and how to rewire your brain to have productive actions towards your progress. Oh, and spoiler alert, I know that these techniques work because all of those examples I just gave you were things that I used to tell myself. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Social Media Mompreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my purpose to help you increase your online presence and grow your revenue with tangible and inexpensive online marketing tips. This is episode 14, Get Over That All or Nothing Mentality. We've all heard the saying, go big or go home. And maybe someone has even told you, do it right or don't do it at all. These words are meant to motivate you. Put everything you have into this one thing, or else it's just not worth your time. These words are really powerful, but are they always the right advice to follow? I mean, think about it. Is there any case that you can think of when doing something is still better than doing nothing? In my personal experience with the all or nothing mentality, I found that it's really based on one of two things. Either I have this false sense of needing to be perfect, a perfectionism, or it's based on a fear of failure. So if something doesn't happen exactly the way I planned it to, I feel like it's not perfect and I feel like I failed. And this is so not true. This mentality is closely linked to anxiety and depression, and it's really no surprise why. We're setting ourselves up for something that may not be achievable or maybe it takes more time to achieve. And so when we don't do it exactly as we intended to do it, then we beat ourselves up and it brings us down. This mentality can keep you stuck. It can keep you from making any progress at all. It prohibits you from going outside of your comfort zone and from growing in the direction that you need to grow. So I say that we avoid these at all costs, shall we? So obviously, getting rid of that all or nothing mentality is much easier said than done. So let me share with you the tips that I have used in my experience of getting over it. Number one, let go of your expectations for things to be quote unquote perfect. It doesn't always happen the way that you plan it to. You won't have all the education or all the knowledge and all the resources and the stars aligned in order to start that next big project. Just start with what you know and what resources that you have now. Here's a little secret. There is never going to be the perfect time to start. Oh, and better yet, it's going to be so ugly at first. But the only way that you're going to get better and the only way that you're going to grow is by simply doing. So just start now. Number two, give yourself some grace. Maybe some unexpected obstacles came up in the middle of completing your project. Maybe you got sick, or maybe some major fiasco happened that you had to put out the fire. And that's okay. Sometimes things don't happen the way that we plan them to. Ask yourself, this is not how I expected it to be, but what can I learn from this? What is this teaching me? How can I use this to my advantage? Let me give you a personal example here. I recently had a job interview to manage a potential client's social media for her business, and I was not offered the job. So, of course, I was pretty bummed about it. When she called me to let me know that she offered the position to another candidate, I first of all thanked her and gave myself some credit for at least getting to the interview phase. And I asked her what it was that she either didn't like about me or found better in the other candidate. And the feedback that she provided me was really valuable, and it has helped me understand how I can better myself as a candidate for other potential listings. So instead of beating myself up in that situation, I tried to learn from it. I gave myself some grace. Number three, expect an obstacle. Now, obviously, don't look for it because you'll find many of them. But just know that somewhere along the way, you're going to have some type of challenge that you have to face. When it arrives, simply greet it and say, ah, here's that bump in the road. Accept it, problem solve, and move on. Let me tell you a story about this one. I have a friend who has a brand new clothing line. She set a launch date, had all the marketing and promotions ready to roll. She had some pre-orders, and now she was just waiting for the product to arrive. When that first box showed up at her door, she was so excited. She ripped the box open and found that the fabric was not even close to the same quality that the manufacturer promised. She was devastated. Of course, she allowed herself just a couple minutes to dwell on it. But then she took over and figured out what she can control. She made a few phone calls. She got the right product ordered. She moved her launch date and evaluated how to avoid this problem in the future. Honestly, I think in the long run, your customers are going to appreciate the fact that you're not willing to compromise the integrity of your business over just a temporary obstacle. So maybe that's another way to think about it. It's a temporary obstacle in order to get where you want to be. Number four, pick up where you left off. Don't beat yourself up over the fact that it wasn't done exactly how you originally planned on doing it. This is a continuous journey. How many times have you told yourself that because you had one bad meal or one cheat day that now your diet is completely thrown off, right? We all know that that's not the right way to think about it. We can allow ourselves those things, but then the next day or the very next meal, we just pick up right where we left off. That's the only way that we're going to make progress instead of sabotaging ourselves and the progress that we've already made because of one bad decision. Number five, go for the no. In other words, expect yourself to fail. Now, I know that this sounds counterintuitive, but hear me out on this. If you set the expectation that you will not achieve what you're hoping for, but you still try your best, then anything you actually do is a bonus. The key here is to not make this a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, expect it, but don't actually hope for it. Take sales, for example. Maybe you set your intentions today to contact 10 new potential clients. Of course, ideally, you want every single one of them to say yes to you, but the reality of that to actually happen is not so likely. So if you go for the no, if you expect that all of them are going to turn you down, then if any of them accept your offer, then it's icing on the cake. Finally, number six, if you don't succeed, just try again. Focus on progress and not perfection. I know that sounds like a wooden sign you would find at Home Goods, but it's so true. So what? It didn't go as planned. Did you make progress? Maybe you didn't hit that number you wanted on the scale, or maybe you didn't hit the sales number you wanted in your business, but you still made progress towards your goal, right? Don't stop your journey, whether that be in weight loss or in business, because you didn't hit your goals. Simply reevaluate your goals. Maybe they weren't realistic. Maybe you had some unexpected obstacles come your way. And figure out how else you can get there. And then simply try again. Now, I know that getting over that all or nothing mentality is much easier said than done. And it takes a lot of intentional practice. Many of the tips that I just gave you can be really uncomfortable when you're trying to do them. We live in gray area. We don't always live in a black or white world. You're never going to feel ready. It's always going to be scary. But the trick is to still do those things anyway. Think about it. You're not going to get anywhere just staying where you are. I think all of this can be beautifully summarized by Teddy Roosevelt's quote, "Do what you can with what you have where you are." Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Social Media Mompreneur. I would absolutely love if you left me a review and rated how you truly feel about this podcast. And better yet, let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Social Media Mompreneur. Until next time, get rid of that all or nothing mentality.